Let's get to the business world now with Giles Beckford. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, it was a very rough day on markets yesterday. They seem to have stabilised a little bit.
They've calmed down just a tad. A rosy glow from some positive economic numbers. The US economy grew 7.4% in the third quarter. That compares with a 9% contraction in the previous quarter. On annualised rate, that's about 33%. But the US economy is still about 3.5% below pre-pandemic levels. That's been enough, though, to buoy up investors, although the market has just trimmed its gains recently. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently flat. It was up nearly 0.5% at one stage. The S&P 500 up 0.8%. The NASDAQ is the one that's doing well, up 1.4%. There's some big tech company earnings reports out next week. Our own top 50 index, it was markedly down in the morning, clawed back some of its losses, falling 63 points. That's about 0.5%. Starts today at 12,202. New Zealand dollar continues to lag against the US. It's 66.1 US cents now and 94.2 Australian.
Now, the ANZ Bank is readying itself for when customers begin failing to repay their debts.
Well, the country's biggest bank increased the amount it put aside for credit impairments, as they call it in the banking trade, to $400 million. That was four times the amount set aside the previous year. Its full-year profit fell to $1.3 billion from $1.8 the year before. The bank's chief executive, Antonio Watson, says low interest rates have squeezed the bank's margins, and bad and doubtful debt provisions were also a significant contributor to the fall in profits. She says they're not seeing credit defaults yet, but it's a matter of when, not if.
I suspect it won't be that long away because we're just at the stage where we're seeing the stimulus drop off. So things like the wage subsidies, the loan repayment deferrals, all those kinds of things, the broad brush stimulus is starting to drop away, so we think that we'll start seeing issues within our client base in the not-too-distant future.
And in our main bulletin, around 10 to 7, we'll have Antonio Watson talking about the prospect of negative interest rates.
Right, now there are calls for the information and communication technology sector to target the export market.
It's potentially a big winner, and it comes conclusion comes from the Westpac Bank. A new report from them shows the pandemic's accelerated the uptake of technology. Obviously, businesses looking to go online and to digitise themselves to counter the effects of the pandemic. It predicts the appetite for ICT products will grow over the longer term, with the export market being one area of growth for local firms. Well, the bank's industry economist Paul Clark says local firms are well positioned to take a slice of the global ICT market, which produces $5 trillion in revenue annually.
We continue to see this growing, and New Zealand has already got a reputation as a can-do attitude, highly innovative, and we'll be looking to basically exploit those opportunities in export markets, and I don't see why that can't continue.
More from Paul Clark on that issue, plus the latest from the financial markets just after 10 to 7.